We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Is your furnace worn out or an energy hog?
Replace it with Classic Air Care, your rebate headquarters.
Ameren rebate.
Up to $720.
Federal tax rebate.
Up to $500.
Laclede gas rebate.
Up to $225.
Lennox manufacturer rebate.
Up to $1,500.
For a total potential system savings of up to $2,945. Call Classic Air Care
at 314-352-1111.
Classic Air Care. Locally owned, family owned since 1926.
On Facebook and online at CAC.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that matter the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
Introducing Interstate's new battery, the AGM. The AGM has three times the life of conventional batteries. No battery lasts longer. Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Oric, with seven locally owned and operated Oric home centers in the St. Louis area where you can go check out the best vacuums in town and much more. You can also see their products online at O-R-E-C-K. That's Oric.com. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Eon the Peon. And this is Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Joe joins us via phone today to talk about movies and also what's going on in the nightclubs. Did you have a nice Christmas, Joe?
Yes, I did. I had a very, very happy Christmas, and I'm still feeling the Yule log. It's nice.
Oh.
It's a big feeling.
It's a family show, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yuletide. Tide is detergent. It's weird. I mean, I don't know what the heck a Yule log is. I really don't, but it just seems better than saying Yuletide.
Look how rattled Joe is.
Yes, he is.
I didn't mean to rattle you. Everything's fine.
Sorry, Paul. I had a brilliant holiday. I hope everybody else had a great holiday. I know it's like such a cliche that, you know, everyone's asking, oh, did you have a good holiday? But did all you guys have a good time?
It was just fine. And this is a time of the year when the movie studios just slam the theaters with a whole bunch of new movies. So many, in fact, that I know that we couldn't review them. But before we get to the movie that you have to review and that I have to review, do you know anything about a couple of these movies, like 47 Ronin? What is that?
That is for guys that are still watching the Matrix sequels and have not realized that they absolutely blow, and they want to see Keanu Reeves do some martial arts action. And they'll be surprised to find out that these movies are slower than the middle portions of the Matrix Revolutions. And if you really, really are jonesing to see Keanu Reeves slap some guys around in, you know, mocked up Bruce Lee fashion, fine, go see 47 Ronin. I would much rather listen to the sound of paint drying, personally.
Wow. Okay, another one that opened up on Christmas Day is one that got a ton of publicity in terms of TV commercials, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, the classic James Thurber story, which originally was turned into a movie starring Danny Kaye about 300 years ago, and now stars Ben Stiller, who I guess wrote the script and also directed it, and it co-stars a woman who I consider to be one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, Kristen Wiig, who used to be on Saturday Night Live.
I agree.
I thought that Bridesmaids was, you know, amusing, but the characters that she did on SNL never made me think, oh, she's a great comedic actress.
No.
Well, it's such a gamble, man. I mean, you get somebody, like we were talking last week about Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell. Sometimes, if you see somebody go to such great depths as a comedian or a comedic actor, then when they try and put the serious chops on, it's such a polar opposite that I think sometimes people convince themselves, this person's a great dramatic actor because they're acting the opposite of the way I usually see them. Robin Williams pulled that bit off a couple of times with One Hour Photo, Insomnia, you know, Dead Poets Society. He did it with Good Will Hunting. And Will Ferrell did a great job in Stranger Than Fiction. But does anybody remember Kristen Wiig being so hilarious that it's such a shock that she tries to pull off drama?
Is she even pulling off a drama? Is this version of Secret Life of Walter Mitty, is it a drama or is it a comedy?
They're selling it more on it being a drama that has a couple of quirky moments. I mean, this thing was in development purgatory forever when Jim Carrey was trying to get it off the ground, and nobody wanted to do it because they were afraid it was going to go too far off the deep end. That's why when Ben Stiller got attached, not only, like you said, is he the star and penned it, but he also directed it with the promise that he'd keep it more grounded. Even though it's a bit out there crazy, he'd keep it more grounded with kind of an alternate type of reality, but not some kind of slapstick, crazy Bruce Almighty type tale.
I would bet you that it ends with a message, and the message is, in the end, you really just have to be yourself.
Well, now we don't need to see it. Spoilers. Good job.
I'm not going to see it, but I would guarantee you that that's how that movie ends.
Well, I'm shocked, and I if that's actually it, and I say that sarcastically, but I mean, this movie was made, and for a lot of fanboys out there, this is the reason why we still have to wait for the Zoolander sequel, because he really wanted to do a movie with a message.
Wow. Okay, now let's get to a movie that I know that you saw a few weeks ago and you've been dying to review for us on the air, and now the embargo is lifted and you can talk about Grudge Match.
I can tell you that I could not be happier that every uppity critic, okay, especially in our town, man, a lot of these uppity critics who love to brag about their zip code are trashing a movie called Grudge Match, and I think that's great. I want everyone listening, everybody paying attention, and a lot of people, they sometimes bank on what I say when it comes to a movie's success and whether they'll like it. I want everyone to embrace the negative reviews and the criticism for Grudge Match, because I still want you to go, and I want you to go in thinking, oh God, this is going to be torturous, this is going to be horrible, because you will have the exact experience I did. You will find this film to be a huge shock and a giant surprise. This is a great feel-good movie. It is an excellent, excellent Robert De Niro movie, which we have been waiting for a very long time. It is a Stallone movie where, let's just be honest, it's by the numbers. It's a boxing movie with the same premise as Rocky Balboa. I'm not going to get all detailed and spoil it out. If you've seen one preview, you know the entire catalyst of the film. But what you don't know is that this has got a heart no different than the heart in the first Rocky film. No different than the going the distance message. No different than there is no chance and there's no way that either one of these guys, Stallone and De Niro, could maybe even survive one round in an actual licensed boxing match at the age that they're at right now. They're in their late 60s, early 70s. They're not pulling any punches, no pun intended, at the age. They're all over it. And I will only give one small negative critique to this film. They try and set up the backstory that De Niro's character and Stallone's character were big-time rivals in the early 1980s. And they show archived footage of them boxing each other. I have seen Nintendo, you know what, I've seen Super Nintendo 16-bit graphics that look more believable than Stallone and De Niro apparently fighting in the early 1980s.
Okay.
Outside of that, this movie delivers in every sense of the word. There is nothing unrealistic about the film once you embrace it and it sticks to the rules. Paul, you always tell me, a movie's only as good as the rules it abides by.
Yeah.
That's my paraphrased version.
Right.
But once this establishes those rules, it stays with it. One of these characters, not going to spoil it, one of these characters has an affliction that will cost that person the ability to win this fight when it goes down. That person's going to keep this hidden throughout most of the entire film. and they still play to that, and they use it in a way that's extremely believable. And there is a message in this movie. And the message I took is that sometimes holding a grudge or sometimes wanting to fight is not as good as getting the opportunity to see it through. Sometimes it's that need and that desire to want to get in that ring that actually is what's fueling you day to day. And it might be a mistake to take it all the way to fruition and actually see if you can still hold up, see if you can really do it, because you might be disappointed with the result. So the message I took was always stay hungry and always want to prove that you always were as good as you always have been.
No, I know
that was the message I took.
I know that you're a huge Sylvester Stallone fanboy, but as you point out, Stallone is in his mid to late 60s and De Niro is 70 or 71 years old. Do I want to see these guys with their shirts off boxing?
Well, when you first see them with their shirts off, they don't, this is a small spoiler. Yes, for the first time in movie history, a guy tells Robert De Niro that he has moves. That's real, and it happens, and they're there, and you see them. Yes, male boobs on Robert De Niro. Hmm. By the time he gets into the ring, they're no longer there. So you do see what you don't want to see, and the transformation that goes down is very, very cool. There are nods a little bit to Raging Bull. There are a lot of nods to Rocky. You don't have to be a big-time Rocky fan to know that there's a reason why the Stallone character is swallowing about 6 raw eggs at one time. There are a lot of little moments where, I mean, come on, the wall was broken. They're looking at the audience saying, okay, you've seen Raging Bull, you've seen Rocky. We're basically putting them both in the ring. It's the ultimate, you know, fantasy match for people that love those movies. But they still keep a story going the entire time that does tug at your heart, and it shows the flaws of our main characters that really sometimes never get rectified. They're still just as damaged, if not more so, after they walk into the ring with each other. I thought, for my money, this movie is worth seeing, either if you're a big-time fan of the Rocky films. It's a great movie if you're, I'm a 35-year-old guy. This is the kind of movie I would take my parents to. I would show my grandparents. And I would show my kids. I got a 13 and an 8-year-old son. They think the Rocky movies are awesome. This is not the type of movie that they'll watch and be like, oh, God, Rocky's going to die. They're not going to think that. They might be like, wow, for his age, oh, my gosh, wow, there's a reason to stay in shape. It's a good movie, and I can't think of anybody out there that wouldn't like it. It's a good date movie. It's a good movie for anybody. And, yes, I'm saying this, and you're like, oh, well, Stallone's in it. Of course he's going to say this kind of stuff. I went in, Paul, thinking, you know what? This is going to be a dog. This is, I mean, the night of the screening was early December when they were talking about this big resurgence of Snowmageddon. I knew that there was no way my car was going to be driving around that night. I knew I was basically just grounded inside. I'm like, you know what? Tonight's going to blow anyway. I might as well just get this disappointment over and watch Grudge Match and just tell Paul Harris he was right and it was ridiculous. But, man, I was sold on this thing way early on. I don't know how they got a PG-13 rating. If you would not have told me what this movie was rated, I would have thought it was rated R in a heartbeat. It is not the kind of film that pulls punches, but it's got a great message. Brilliant film. I recommend it for anybody. And please keep in mind, critics are wanting you to hate this film. It is a great movie, and I think it's a shame that it's just going to get dragged through the mud. It's a lot of fun. I am giving this movie, on a regular scale, not on a Rocky scale, not on a De Niro scale, just as a film, this is a solid 7 out of 10.
Wow. I did not expect to hear you using the words great and brilliant to describe this movie, which still seems to me like just a kind of stunt casting movie to get the guy who played Jake LaMotta and the guy who played Rocky Balboa a shot at doing a movie like that, and also to give Stallone a starring opportunity that doesn't involve the Expendables and things like that. But you mentioned that you would take your kids to see this. Let me ask you if you think that anybody under 35 who does not have a Sly Stallone fanboy father will go see this movie.
No, oh, whoa, there is one thing I forgot. The poor man's Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker Jr., Kevin Hart. I don't know who the heck this guy is or where he came from. I've since tried to figure some things out. This guy is about ready to explode. I'm telling you, really, we don't have a current Chris Tucker in this generation of films that are, and you know, the younger movie-going audience. Chris Tucker, unless Brett Ratner and Jackie Chan are knocking on his door, he just isn't making movies anymore. Kevin Hart is, I mean, I'm not going to say the resurrection of Chris Tucker because I think he might still be alive, but if you found Chris Tucker's delivery and his humor funny, This guy, Kevin Hart, nails it 8 days a week. Alan Arkin is playing the old crotchety Alan Arkin to a perfection.
Mm-hmm.
It has got a great sporting cast. Kim Basinger is a cougar from hell. Oh, my God. It's perfect on all levels, man.
Okay. Perfect, but only 7 out of 10.
Well, De Niro's boobs at the beginning. It's just, it's hard.
Okay. All right. The movie I have to review this week is another one where I went in with expectations. The expectations were high because The Wolf of Wall Street was directed by Martin Scorsese, who I think is one of the great directors of the last half century. The man who has who made Raging Bull, by the way, and made Goodfellas. And, well, the list goes on and on and on, back to Taxi Driver and just so many fantastic movies on this guy's filmography. I'm sad to tell you that the best Martin Scorsese movie you can see at this time of the year was not made by Martin Scorsese. It was made by David O. Russell, and it's called American Hustle. And I talked about it on the show before, and I'll tell you again, if you want to see what I consider to be one of the best movies of the year, go see American Hustle. On the other hand, if you want to sit through 3 hours of overindulgence by Martin Scorsese, go see The Wolf of Wall Street. Now, that doesn't take anything away from two very good performances in this movie, one by Leonardo DiCaprio as a real-life 1970s Wall Street guy who gets involved in the pink sheets, which are the penny stocks, and figures out a way to scam people out of every last dollar by putting them in these virtually worthless stocks. But he doesn't care because he gets a 50% commission on everything he sells. So he sells 2,000 shares of one of these stocks. He gets $1,000 every time that happens. So he turns this into a real business, and he ends up ripping off a lot of people. But along the way, that greed that comes from the instant wealth that he's creating for himself and for the people that he hires turns into mega wealth for him. And it's a true story, by the way, or based on a true story anyway, of a guy who really did this in the 70s and became one of those guys who went out and gave inspirational speeches along the greed is good lines of what Gordon Gekko, Michael Douglas did in Wall Street. This kind of takes it to the next level, but also adds in a level of debauchery that you would never have seen in the movie Wall Street. I don't know of any women who are going to enjoy seeing this movie because of the way women are treated in this movie. It is so degrading to every single female character in this movie, many of whom appear nude and involved in orgies at the office. There are scenes with Leonardo DiCaprio's character snorting drugs off of hookers' butts. And, I mean, when I say debauchery, I mean it. And I have a very high bar for this sort of stuff. I can tolerate a lot of stuff in the cinema. But even I was a little bit shocked by how much of this stuff was going on. Again, DiCaprio does a good job with his role, but it's a role where he is required to chew the scenery and overact big time. The other good performance is by Jonah Hill, who plays a guy who kind of gets swept up in this at the very beginning with DiCaprio's character and goes along with him for the ride, and also snorts about the entire nation of Colombia in cocaine and takes more Quaaludes and other pills from the 70s than anybody else I've seen on screen. He and DiCaprio and the others who are at the heart of this, there's nobody in this movie for you to like. They're all despicable scum. And I wonder if after the last 5 years of what Wall Street has done to America and the incredible greed that drove us into this recession in America, and I'm not making a political statement here, but I really mean this, I wonder if people are going to want to see this on the screen. These people who ripped off average, everyday Americans, and some wealthy ones as well, but ended up enriching themselves and finally getting their comeuppance, but not really, because look at what happened to the big shots on Wall Street who helped destroy this country in the last few years. I think that there's a distaste for that in the mouths of a lot of Americans because of the recession, and I wonder whether they're going to embrace this. I will also say that this thing is 3 hours long.
Whoa.
That is way too long for this movie. There are scenes that go on in this movie for 10 or 15 minutes that could have been done in 2 or 3. Again, I respect Scorsese. I think he's a great director. I talked to another reviewer, and she said it was the fastest 3 hours I've spent in the movies. It's been a long time since I actually pulled out my phone in a movie theater to see what time it was. In the old days, I would look at a watch, but I don't wear one anymore. So I had to look and see, are we near the end yet? Is this thing ever going to end? It didn't. It went on and on and on. Granted, the story is complex, and the characters are well-drawn and well-acted, but in the end, it's just too over-the-top, Joe, and I cannot recommend it with more than a 5 out of 10 for The Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow.
Frank didn't like it either.
You did say nudity, orgies, and all that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. If you want to see other people on screen engaging in things, and there are some women in this movie who are a 12 on a scale of 3. I mean, incredibly hot women are in this movie.
But even a 3-hour triple X movie is way too much.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours and 96 minutes, too.
Yes. Now, I didn't hear what Frank said about this. Did he agree with me?
He said it was absolutely filthy. He went with his family to watch it. He couldn't get over how filthy it was. And he said a group of 5 that sat in the row next to him walked out within like 5 minutes.
There's a story from Hollywood this week, Joe, that they showed it at the Motion Picture Academy in Los Angeles. And a bunch of the people who were there, now granted, members of the Academy do tend to be older, but a lot of the people who were there walked out, and one woman even walked up to him, walked up to Scorsese and said, shame on you, this was disgusting, that was 3 hours of torture. And that's from Motion Picture Pros.
Wow.
So I'm not saying that this is debauchery on the lines of something stupid like Showgirls. You can tell there's a lot of effort and a lot of talent that went into it, but it's just way, way too over the top in the story it's telling and the way it tells that story.
I read a review where a guy said this was DiCaprio's best performance ever, yet you say he chews the scenery up, which obviously makes it a movie where your main focus is on him. So I guess him chewing the scenery to a amateur critic makes it look like he is doing his best acting job, but you're not saying that.
No, I do not think this is his best performance. I've seen him very, very good in other things, and I respect him as an actor. But in this one, there's no scenery that he doesn't chomp his teeth into, big time.
Wow, I guess people should just go see Grudge Match then.
No, you should go see American Hustle. You want to see a great movie, go see American Hustle. All right, I know you've got a hustle in a moment here, so let's get to the nightclubs.
All right, here we go. Here's a couple concert options starting tonight. Greek Fire at the Firebird, the Hobosexuals at Off-Broadway, the Booze Hounds at FUBAR, Clownvis Presley is over at the Demo, Hazard to Ya Booty is at the Gramophone, the Skeksis at the Shoffley Taproom, the Timmies at Lennon's, Black Panties at A-Pop Records, Holy Doldrums over at the Livery Company. On Saturday, Make Me Break Me is at Pop's Sidewalk Chalk, is at 2720 Cherokee, Electric Rehab at the Old Rock House, the Tilts are over at the Fire, Repeat, Repeat over at the Gramophone, the Lonesome Threesome at Foam Coffee and Beer, the Cuban Missiles are over at Lemons, the Bold and the Brutal are at Cicero's, and last but not least, I got 5 concerts, 4 absolutely real, 1 completely fake and made up. Are we ready?
Yes.
Kill Paris, Friday at the Old Rock House. Hawthorne Headhunter, Friday at Blank Space. Tori the Dolt, Saturday at Pops. The Geyer Street Cheeks, Saturday at Focal Point. Babe Maggots, Friday at the Livery Company.
All right, now I have not gotten one right in about a month here, so I'm going to go last. Ian?
Oh man, what was the fourth one? Sheets?
The Geyer Street Sheiks.
Oh, man. This is a tough one this week.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Babe Maggots.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Maggots.
I think we're going to unanimous choice here for Babe Maggots.
Well, it's I guess it's now official that all 3 of you are nowhere near as smart as me because Tori the Dolt was our winning bandmate.
Oh, man.
Tori the Dolt.
Tori the Dolt, that's right. You can use it and abuse it just as long as you give me credit and the liner notes. I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thanks, Joe, and Happy New Year, too. Joe Hipperson, brought to you each week by Auric, with seven locally owned and operated stores in the St. Louis area. You can also find them all online at O-R-E-C-K. That's auric.com.
See how traffic's moving along. Check in with Tim Weiland. Hello there, Tim.
Hello, Dan. Well, they have cleared that accident on eastbound 40 near Big Bend. All lanes are open, but traffic is running pretty slow from about McKnight in spots through Big Bend. Westbound 40, that's up Kings Highway through McCausland. You're heavy again from 270 through Mason, around Clarkson, and then from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170, trying to ramp onto eastbound 40, is slowing from just a little bit south of Ladue down through Highway 40. They're still working with the accident on southbound 270 south of Tesson Ferry. It is off on the right shoulder. The traffic is slow right from Graboy, and then westbound 44, sunshine in your eyes, you're pretty slow from about the Kyra Road overpass down through Highway 270, ramping on there. This traffic report is brought to you by Modern Family on USA Network. Modern Family, TV's best comedy, is now on USA Network every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night with back-to-back episodes. Modern Family, now on USA Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
EJ hits the three and Mizzou's up two.
Tomorrow, our Mizzou Tigers hit the road to Raleigh, North Carolina to take on the Wolfpack of North Carolina State. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7.
And Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
It's the Tigers versus the Wolfpack on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
I'm Cargal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathy in Belleville. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Cargal.
What can we do for you?
Well, my husband Ray and I are expecting soon.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, this will be our third, and with all the car seats and everything, we need to trade up for a roomier vehicle, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, and I'm going to recommend two Hondas for you and Ray to check out at Meyer Honda.
Okay.
The new Honda Odyssey that seats eight, an excellent family vehicle, and the new Honda Pilot that also seats eight, but a little sportier. Both the Odyssey and the Pilot have tons of room for your growing family, and Meyer Honda has a wonderful selection.
Thanks. We'll head for Meyer Honda as soon as I can make another trip to the bathroom.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you too.
I mean, go, girl. Go. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Tis the season for incredible year-end pricing and incentives during Happy Honda Days at Meyer Honda, your gateway Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitch It provides a residential and commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitch It will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitch It will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitch It is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Would you trust a car salesman to sell you a home? Neither would I. You need an agent that works for you. Schneider Real Estate has been family-owned and operated for 38 years. You can trust them to take care of your needs. At Schneider Real Estate, only the best and brightest gained admission to Schneider University, where our agents learn strong negotiating skills that make us an industry leader. Whether you're buying or selling, find us online at schneidersells.com. Schneider Real Estate. Smart moves since 1975.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This Week in Real Estate is moving. A new day and a new time. That's Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Did I say Sunday? I think so. This Week in Real Estate's on Sunday from 1 until 3 from now on. No more moving around. Hey, this is our Christmas show this week, and I'm going to teach you the tricks of saving thousands of dollars when you are buying or selling a home. So I look forward to joining you this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday from 1 till 3 for This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. There's Billy Joel, who was honored a couple of weeks ago at the Kennedy Center Honors in Washington. That show was recorded and is going to air this Sunday night on CBS TV. Billy Joel, Herbie Hancock, Carlos Santana. It's rare that you get three musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might actually get people to watch the show this year. Shirley MacLaine, and they always have to have an opera singer in there. I would say her name, but you've never heard of her.
Wow.
Because, like me, we're not into opera. Billy Joel's the closing act in the show, by the way. Tony Bennett's in there, and I think they have him doing New York State of Mind. And Tony Bennett singing anything by anybody. It's going to be worth your while. Sunday is the final day of the Rams season as well, and they're going to be in Seattle for the late game, not the Sunday night game, but the 3:30 game on Sunday, and has no implications for the Rams because they're going to have the first draft pick because of the Redskins deal, but it has big implications for the Seahawks.
And then we have a chance to end up 500.
First time the Rams would be 500, you know, last time when that was?
06. Oh.
7 years. We've been sitting with a subpar team in this town, so got to give Jeff Fisher a little bit of credit.
On the right track, I think.
Yeah. If we could just have some guys in the secondary who could, oh, I don't know, do something besides watch the ball go over their heads. I'm talking about you, Janoris Jenkins. There are a couple of guys like that, and, you know, if Sam Bradford comes back, you know, I thought Kellen Clemens did a pretty good job this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm no sports guy, but I'm just an NFL fan, and I thought he did a very good job in the second half.
He didn't make a lot of mistakes. That was the key.
Right. Also did not suffer the 1,100 concussions that it seemed like Sam got every game.
Yes. Zach Stacy, looks like our new feature back.
That is a guy who a year ago nobody. Do you know anybody who a year ago was? Oh, I'm putting Zach Stacy on my fantasy team.
No, he was third on our depth chart when the season started.
Yeah, so they play the Seahawks in the late game Sunday afternoon. If the Seahawks win, then they're the number one seed in the NFC, and then they get a home field advantage throughout the rest of the playoffs. Which in that stadium in Seattle. They've only lost one game in the last 2 years. So that was last weekend.
That's huge for them.
Huge, huge deal. The 12th man there, the crowd, is a big deal.
So, yeah, I think I heard they broke two Guinness records for decibel level.
They would go back and forth with, was it the Saints or was it the Lions?
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. They would go back and forth. You know, one team would get it to 128 decibels. Another one would go, 129.
Yes.
The 130. As if that's healthy, by the way, to be in a place
exactly.
where people are hearing things at that level all day.
Jet engine. What's a jet engine?
Yeah, you should not go home from a football game and the whole post-game analysis in the car is, what? What did you say?
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear you. It's ringing. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Jet plane takeoff is 120. Jackhammer is 130.
And that's 3 straight hours
yes.
of that. Wow. Crazy NFL stat of the day for Sunday. The Packers are now a 3-point favorite at the Chicago Bears because Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Until yesterday when they made that announcement, the Bears were a 4.5-point favorite. One player gives you a 7.5-point swing.
Wow.
Going into that game on Sunday afternoon.
Have they decided is Cutler for sure starting for the Bears?
I think so, yeah.
A lot of people were up in arms about that, how good Jake McCown was playing
Josh.
For the Bears. Josh, yeah.
Yeah. What else do I want to mention here? Oh, I want to mention 3 things related to inventions that amaze me. I saw this one. I'm going to read you this article I read today about an invention coming to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which is either in January or February. It is a dishwasher that you can communicate with via text message.
Whoa, nice.
But nice?
Wash my dishes. LOL.
The article says, for instance, if you're going away for 2 weeks and you want your refrigerator to enter energy-saving mode, you just text to your fridge, I'm going on vacation. The same works for dishwashers and vacuum cleaners. And your
cleaners.
And your washer and dryer can text you as well to tell you that they miss you.
Why not just have a panel on either of those, that like a panel on your refrigerator where, let's say, I'm leaving for 2 weeks.
The wash machine.
You know, why do you need to tell your refrigerator you're going to be gone for 2 weeks? Why do you need to ever text with your dishwasher? It says neat freaks who are also control freaks can text their robotic vacuum to ask when it last swept the floor.
Huh.
How about if you go around your house and it's messy and then you just vacuum?
Oh, that's crazy.
There's a new oven, the LG Smart Oven, that features internet connected, because your oven needs to be online.
Oh.
Features a recipe search function that lets home cooks ask their oven for recipe recommendations. And when you find one you like, the oven will then start preheating to the ideal temperature and let you know when it's time to put the food in.
The pizza burnt again. The oven has a virus.
Somebody's hacked into our oven. The souffle is killed. There's also a new remote update service that allows you to download new specialty cycles for your washing machine. Here's the example they give in this article. Spilled red wine? Just text your washer and it will choose the perfect cycle to clean it off.
Oh.
Then it will send a notification to your smartphone when the cycle is complete.
Oh.
Mm.
That's a little crazy.
I don't know about you, but here's how I know when the washer is done. When it stops rattling against the wall.
Yes.
That's when I go in and I, okay, put the stuff in the dryer now.
You could text it. Hey, balance yourself.
That, by the way, that same washing machine can also push notifications to your smart TV. So when you're watching TV, you get a notice on the screen interrupting the Big Bang Theory. Oh, got to go in there and change the whites, put the shirts in. Then here's the other invention I want to mention. There's a company in England. I actually think this is a great idea. You know, a lot of municipalities don't have money, and to cut back on their budgets, they are turning off streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
Some places have put in streetlights that have motion sensors on them. So if a car comes down the street or a kid rides his bike down the street in the evening and it's dark, then the streetlight comes on. But in other places, they're not even doing that. They're just turning off streetlights. So there's a company in England, a resurfacing company, that came up with something called StarPath. It is a resurfacing process that will make that pavement glow at night.
Whoa.
It absorbs the sun's rays during the day, stores them somehow, And then when you go, like, in a park in the evening or your sidewalk out in front of your street, it doesn't glow so much that it's distracting from your window. But when you're walking on it or riding your bike on it or taking your kids out.
Yeah, that would be cool.
This, right, I'm telling you right now, I want you to remember that I told you about this because this is going to be a huge deal if it works.
Yeah, it's like those reflectors that have just popped up within the last 10 years.
On the roads.
Yes. Yeah. The lanes in between lanes.
I think
lanes.
Every road should have those. Highway, everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then on the other side, the ridiculous invention side, a website called Food Beast put together a list of the most useless food inventions of this year. One of them would be finger tongs. And you put on, they're plastic things that you attach to the end of your fingers. They kind of clip on there, and you wear them while you're doing things like eating chicken wings or something, so your fingers don't get the sauce on them.
Oh.
There's another one called the chopstick straw. So if you're having, like, ramen noodle soup, you can pick up the noodles with the chopsticks and suck up the liquid through the straw.
Hmm.
You know, we have something in this country we call a spoon.
Yeah.
That pretty much helps.
Or your hands. You just pick up the bowl and slurp it afterwards.
There's the twist-off wine cork. Actually, I think that's a pretty good invention. You know, those things, open up a bottle of wine, and then afterward you want to, but it's impossible to get it out. This one twists in and twists off. That I like. That's pretty good. Then there's the anti-loneliness bowl. So when you're having your cereal in the morning, it has a slot where you can put your iPhone. And then you can FaceTime with people while you're having breakfast.
Oh, my goodness.
And then here's the most extreme one, the laser pizza cutter.
Whoa.
A laser pizza cutter. So you can set it up perfectly so every slice is exactly the same size.
Oh, it shoots
size.
A line out?
It does it with a laser. You know that you eat too much pizza when you buy the laser pizza cutter.
Oh.
From the makers of the Loneliness Bowl. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic now and see how it's rolling. Here's Tim.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hey, I want to say hi to a friend of mine, Dennis, who's coming down from Milwaukee with his family, and they've been listening to the Big 550, north of Bloomington, Illinois. So,
hi, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Let you know, 55 is a good run from Springfield all the way into St. Louis. Now, they've cleared that accident. All the emergency vehicles are gone on southbound 270 after Tesson Ferry. There's still a car on the right shoulder, but everything is still running pretty slow from Gravois or a little bit south of Gravois to where this accident was. And then also on westbound 40, you still have stop-and-go pockets between Kings Highway McCausland through 170, and then heavy from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170 is jamming up. Looks like from Ladue down through Highway 40. That's our from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Monday morning on McGraw Live. Scott Sherman and I will talk local politics with the Show Me Institute's David Stokes, talk Tiger Hoops with Mike Kelly, and get you ready for New Year's Eve. Plus, news, traffic, and weather to start your Monday morning. Join us between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rockstar parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Ron Foppy here from Foppy Ace Hardware in Breeze, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or see what's exciting and new by visiting our Facebook page, Foppy Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boys Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Or you can check out the app at STL Cab. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Good. I think it's STL Taxi.
STL Taxi. Okay.
There you go. Nice work, Dan.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, the first time I see that.
Salvation Army bell ringer in Phoenix claims he was punched for saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Oh.
The list of suspects includes 45 Fox News hosts. And the Postal Service is raising the cost of a stamp to 49 cents.
No.
Yeah.
However, for 35 cents, they say they'll deliver your email. So.
Yeah, by the way, for you kids listening in, stamps are those things that go on letters, which your parents still send.
Yeah, but, you know, just remember, every time the cost of a stamp goes up around the holidays, another angel gets its wings.
Well, I did not know that. Interesting.
Finally, this afternoon. Well, President Obama signed a budget deal while on vacation in Hawaii. That's the good news. The bad news is, unfortunately, the bill still hasn't been delivered back to Washington, D.C. by UPS.
Oh, man.
I love UPS, guys.
Bill.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed. I predicted to Ian and Dan that we'd get one more Hillary Clinton joke before the year was over.
It's not over yet.
Oh, that's right. He still has Monday and Tuesday. I'm sorry. I was being selfish there. I apologize.
I know. We all like the pantsuit material. See if we can't squeeze one more in here. I don't know what I just said, but have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Right?
Thank you very much. You were going to say the Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you by the Clean Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the name of their
STL
app.
STL Taxi.
It's 5 o'clock. The Year in Review Harris Challenge next.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson, graphic.